5 years ago, I ditched the concept of New Year's resolutions and decided that if I could just focus on one word rather than a list of lengthy goals and aspirations, that perhaps I could make a more impactful change in myself that would actually stick. It worked. In fact, it's worked so well that I've had many friends adopt my Word of the Year ritual. The changes we have all witnessed in ourselves from this one chosen Word of the Year in every aspect of our lives have been astonishing. Words are powerful, and if you can embody one word for one full year in your work life and personal life, I know you will see exponential change and growth too. Before you pick your word of the year, think about an area of your life that you need improvement, and then explore words that articulate that change. The first year I did this, I chose the word focus because I was in an overwhelmingly stressful personal situation that I was concerned would ruin my career. I knew that year I had to stay focused or I would risk losing clients and potentially my entire company. Once you pick a word, integrate it into every part of your life like a mantra so it's top of mind. I made focus part of all my passwords that year. I called on that word every time I received a threatening communication or confrontation. Focus not only got me through 2014, it became part of my life, and 5 years later, I'm still laser focused because I had an entire year to really fine-tune that word into my life so it's habitual. The pitch challenge today: ditch the New Year's resolution and focus in on one word that will be your theme word for the entire year. Don't choose a word lightly. Pick a few words and then look up the meaning of these words and read the definitions aloud. Will this word help you move to the next level? Get you out of a bad habit, develop your skills further. Take time to really meditate on a few words before you make your selection and then put it out there and let other people know what your word of the year is so you are accountable to that word all year. My word this year is pause because I want to focus on sharpening my skills when it comes to being quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to impatience and irritation. The way we communicate in this world keeps moving faster, and I'm recognizing that the speed of it all can be a detriment. So focusing on how to pause before I respond to someone is an attribute I know will be critical to my career and personal life this year and for years to come. What word will shape your year? I'd love for you to share your word of the year with me on my Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Instagram page so we can be accountable to each other as we confidently move forward into another new pitch year.